Every weekend, I volunteer a few hours to help the elderly. I lead sing-alongs, play games, and offer friendship.
Commentator Andrew Hiller.
We usually gather in a circle in a common room. The drone of a TV delivers its omens and portents. The residents often keep it on a news channel, despite the fact that some of the aides think that the news will distress them. But each day ripples deeply into all of their lives, like the events in Blacksburg this week. It reminds me of 2002, the time of the D.C. sniper. The sniper caused a lot of panic and a lot of grief. But what I really remember is Annie pausing after a song and asking me, "Andrew, is there any hope left? Is the world really that bad?" And I remember looking at her and seeing that most of the faces in the circle shared the same question. I answered her, "No, the world's still a good place." How do I know? Because people still get shocked by things like this. It's a good place because the thousand little nice things that are done every day are taken for granted. It's no big deal if someone opens a door or helps up someone who's fallen. It is not newsworthy when people surrender their seat on the metro for someone who may need it more. It is so much easier to count one's curses than one's blessings. This week, 32 people were murdered in Blacksburg, in a place that most of us think of as safe, as a haven. And we ask ourselves, why? What happened at Virginia Tech is tragic, and the events will be examined, turned inside out, and scrutinized. People will use what happened to push their own agendas, a catalyst that may cause blame, despair, and hate. That's natural, even reasonable. But it's also an opportunity for us to come together. Today, the question shouldn't only revolve around what has been done and what could have been done better. We need to do more than that. As a founding father once said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Everywhere you look, there is an opportunity to do a kindness, to volunteer, to brighten the world. In the name of tragedy, we should all strive to better our community, to better our lives. God bless the students, their friends, and their families.
Writer Andrew Hiller lives in Silver Spring. At 15 minutes past the hour, this is Metro Connection on WAMU 88.5.